All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. It's Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking and subscribing and sharing and coming back, and I do appreciate that. I have another podcast. Haven't recorded an episode in a while, so Corey, if you're listening, get off your arse. Called The Manxiety Show with my good buddy, Corey Brooks. Fun one. Fun episode. Fun shows. This Friday, this Saturday, I am headlining Mohegan Sun in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Wisecrackers, please come down. I love that room. Tickets are flying because we just announced it wasn't. It was kind of like a last minute deal. Come on down. Come on down to Wisecrackers in Wilkes-Barre. Mohegan Sun, come for me, stay for the gambling. It is Father's Day weekend that weekend. You might as well. Why wouldn't you come on down for that? Father's Day, the most underrated day of the year. The most forgotten day of the year. The most forced holiday. Out of all the forced holidays, this is the most forced. Because nobody gives a shit deep down in your soul. Nobody cares about Father's Day. Let's be honest. Nobody does. Right? Nobody does. It's always like Mother's Day. Oh, that's... Mother's Day is different, right? Mother's Day, you got to plan it months in advance. Everyone's got to get together. Yes, Mother's Day is coming up. Mother's Day, what are we going to do? Let's book the restaurant now. What do you mean you haven't booked the restaurant? Mother's Day is 2 months away and you haven't booked a restaurant yet? I'm sorry, you idiot. You're not going to get a restaurant now? Try go to the Cheesecake Factory on a Mother's Day. You walk in, you can't make a reservation at the Cheesecake Factory. You walk in, hey, table for four, Cheesecake Factory, please. Yeah, all right, good luck. How long is the wait? 10 hours. It's Mother's Day, you crazy person. Try go buy flowers on Mother's Day. Try. See how much you pay for them or what's left. Go buy regular chocolates. See how much you go. Go to CVS. Go to your local pharmacy, go to your supermarket and try to buy chocolates on Mother's Day. Good luck to you. You'll be left with shitty dark chocolate that we all know is better for you. We're not drinking that shit. Go to any store. Mother's Day sections everywhere. The radio is advertising it. You'll get them on your social media. You'll get them now for listening to this. Watch. Message me on Mick Thomas Comedy on Instagram. You go, Mick, soon as you said it, I was in me phone and it was just Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Maz Day. Father's Day comes around, fucking nothing. Nothing. Father's Day we get, what do you want? That's it. Like, what do you want? Do you want a Star Wars t-shirt? A Star Wars t-shirt on it? It says, may the dad be with you or something like that. World's best dad. You know what I mean? We don't get that. What do you want? That's what we get asked. We don't go, nothing's planned. What do you want? I'll tell you what I want. I want you to leave me alone. I want you to leave me alone for a day. I want you to take those kids, get in the car, fuck off. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone for a day. I want to watch movies. I want to eat burgers. Just by myself. I want to watch porn with the volume up. I just want to watch porn with the volume up and not have to keep checking the window to see who's pulling into the driveway because I want to have a Father's Day wank. Just leave me alone. That's all I... Oh, a necktie. Thank you. That's what we want. That's what we want. Appreciate that. Father's Day is nothing. Do you know how I know it's nothing? I saw a post about this the other day. And then I kind of paid attention to it first, and it was kind of different places, same outcome. I saw this guy, you know, I'll tell my story first before I tell you his. You know, you go, it's not even a story, but you go to Target. I went into Target the other day for, doesn't matter, I go to fucking Target. Who gives a shit? I didn't tell you what I go in there for. So I went to Target, and there's a section, like little t-shirts. You know what I mean? You go to, you got sections. And it's about two shelves, two little shelves, and it's mugs and you know, $20 watches and stuff like that. And like I said, a Star Wars t-shirt with the dad on it, or Yoda. Good dad you are, it will say. Mm-hmm. Good dad you are. Something like that, right? Or you know, have Homer Simpson on it or Peter Griffin from Family Guy on there. And that would be, that's the Father's Day sec, maybe $5 tools. You know what I mean? Like, if you use tools, you're not using $5 Target tools, you know, like little Allen keys or whatever. If you're using tools, you have real tools. But so they have this section, and it's a tiny, tiny section. But the size, you know what, the best way to describe it would be the size of your fridge. No matter how big your fridge is in your house, that's how big the Father's Day section is. But what they do have in Target, what I noticed, is as soon as you walk in the door, gay pride, gay fucking pride, all month, sections for the gays, gays over there, you're gay, are you not gay? You will be, because welcome to the gay section, rainbows, t-shirts, I'm proud to be gay, 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 here you go, gay. Do you want to buy some popcorn? Yeah, or do you want gay popcorn? It's Target gay section. Everything is gay in this section. Like, it's a whole, you walk into the gay section. Do you know what I mean? Like, the Father's Day shelf. Father's Day shelf, right? My opinion, the most important person in a community would be the father, because communities fall apart when they leave. And they thrive when they stay. But whatever. Mother's Day. Not taking away from the mothers, by the way, but gay, 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 gay. Everywhere you go is gay in Target. Big gay section. Now, let me stop right here. I don't care. I don't care about that you're gay. I don't care. I really don't care. This is no homophobia whatsoever. None at all. I don't care. I love gay people. I have so many gay friends. I have family members who are gay. They don't know it yet, but You'll see. They're gonna be gay. They're gonna come out soon. They have to. They don't know it yet, but they're gay. I don't care. Nobody cares what you do. It's 2020. Is it 2022? 2023. It's 2022. I'm telling you, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But to walk in just to see gay section, you have to duck under the gay, walk shimmy around the gay, you know what I mean? Like, you could use it at the point of, you know, when you go to a supermarket and you like, if you went to a Walmart or a mall, like, I like Walmarts more than I like Targets, and you would say something like, can I go look at the toys? I want to go look at the video games. Oh, I want to go check out the electronics. And they go, okay, no problem. Meet me over by the, and you would say a place, the Pizza Hut at Target. Meet me by the Pizza Hut when you're done. Now you would say, meet me at the gay section, because it's the biggest part of the set. And you would say, and you'd probably get lost in the gay section. We have another child lost in the gay section. We've misplaced another child in the gay section. I think they have gay arrows on the floor in case you get lost in the gay. Father's Day, fuck off. There's your shelf. But the gay month is, so the guy posted the thing, the same thing. He was at Disney. Love Disney. Represent Disney. You know, and they're kind of under fire for pushing their agenda, which I don't care enough. I know I did an episode, I kind of talked about it, but it doesn't affect me. I understand you're, just don't be pushy about things. So he said he was at Disney, and there was a whole gay store, a store dedicated to gay in Disney Springs. And he said it was a tiny kiosk that was dedicated to Father's Day. So same scenario, really. So that kind of shows that where we are on the appreciation ladder, right? So it's just gay everywhere. It's gay month. You say gay pride. Now, here's the thing. Like, I think, you know, and Fleet Week was just, just gone too. Fleet Week just passed. I think Fleet Week, isn't that the week just before June? If I could be right. Fleet Week, if you're not listening, if you're not in America, if you're not in New York, what happens is the sailors come into town, right? The sailors, the military, the Navy pull up their ship, and then they go into town and wreak havoc and sleep with all your wives, all your girlfriends. They do. And I'm not, you know, and more power to them. They fight for our country. They deserve to sleep with whoever they want to. They should come and dock in the shores, and they go, sir, please take my daughter, take my wife. take, you deserve them. If they're of age, obviously, when I meant by daughters. And they come in and they fuck the town. They fuck New York City. It's just they come in, they pull, the ship just docks up and just fucks New York City. And then it just leaves again. And the girls get dressed up and they go into town. So if your wife is like, you know what? I think me and Becky are going to go to the city this weekend. Or are you on Fleet Week? You're going to go, okay. She's going to go get, she's doing her bit for her country. She's doing her part for her country. She's helping those Navy men. And I think Fleet Week should be in Gay Pride Month. It should be in Gay Pride Month. You know, because number one, like, let the gay lads have a go. Let the gay lads have a go at the sailors. Some of those sailors must be gay. But also the sailors' outfits, the Navy's outfits are definitely the gayest outfits of all the military. Now, I'm not taking away from their masculinity. I'm not taking away for there's females in the Navy too, by the way, and I'm aware of that. But I'm not taking away from anything they're doing, that they're not heroes, that they're not willing to fight for their country. I'm just saying you need to give them better outfits. There's nothing intimidating about the Navy's outfits. Do you know what I mean? Because you dress babies up as them on a Sunday. You dress a baby up as a sailor and they'll have the thing and the neckerchief and their kind of scrubs and they'll have a fucking paper looking hat thing and wear the Navy. Are you though? You know what I mean? Like, and again, I'm not taking away from them not being heroes and all they do. And that's amazing. It's amazing. I'm not taking anything away from my people. Anyone, I feel anybody who signs up for any form of defense for their country is a hero. You sign that piece of paper. You might not get to be a hero because you don't probably get to do something. Like I had a friend who was stationed in Korea and his only problem was he couldn't get porn on the internet in Korea. And that was his, that's what his PTSD was about. Is he a hero? Maybe. No, but he is, though. I think because you don't know where you're going to get sent. So when you sign that paper to join the forces, you're a fucking hero. And I mean that. I'm not being a dick right now. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean that you're a hero. Just dress them like heroes, Navy. Come on, you're the Navy. Look at Aquaman. He lives in the water. He's got cool outfits. Those guys, the Aquaman was fighting with the fucking whoosh helmets and the water that would spray out the back of it. And like, they're fucking cool outfits. You know, let's just, so I just think with the outfits, put them in Gay Month, in Gay Pride. And, you know, and be done with it, I think. I think that's where they belong. That's all. That's all they want. And then that way they can come in, roll into town and they can have their share of men and women. You know, let them be gay. Let everybody be gay together in the Gay Month. You know, and I think if I was being rescued, right, I always fantasize. I don't fantasize about, but we always think about, like, you know, if you were to be rescued, if you're held up by a terrorist organization, right? You've seen those, you know, like in Iron Man, and he's there and he's surrounded by the guys, and you have a hood over your head, and they're standing there, laka laka laki, telling you their demands, you know, with their fucking shitty guns. And they're telling you their demands, you know, and then all of a sudden, you fantasize, you're like, someone's going to come save me now. Someone's going to come save me. And I think you hear, door breaks open. All right, relax, Benny. Jesus Christ. Benny's getting into it. You're right. I won't do it again. Sorry. But you hear all... Benny's had to ruin the rhythm of the joke now. Thanks. But you hear all that and then you come in and they whisk the hood up, right? The hood comes up and you're like, oh, there's going to be Navy SEALs going to be there, right? Like fucking Rambo. John J. Rambo's going to be there and you're going to have like Schwarzenegger from what was it? Predator is going to be there and you got that team of mercenaries, you know what I mean? They're going to be saving you. There's always one guy, he's a prick, you know what I mean? He's a prick. Oh, he's probably Australian, tough Australian. Oh, he have a fuck, he fucking can't, fucking, you know, easy McCoy, we got to get these, yeah, fuck him, I'm going to give a fuck, right? There's always one sensible guy, one angry guy, one black guy, one quiet guy who just sits in the corner, doesn't say anything, and that's the team you fantasize about saving you. But then they take the mask, the fucking pillowcase off your head. Hi, we're the Navy. And you're like, oh, Thanks, lads. Appreciate that. Lovely. Like, you know, we do, right? That's what we do. And that's just the Navy. But we're halfway through Gay Pride, and you know, to force something on, I mean, you're not forcing it. I that's the wrong word. Let me rephrase that. I think when you show a lot of stuff, right, you kind of, you're making a big deal of it. That's a better thing. You're making a bigger deal than it needs to be, because you don't have a tough anymore. You don't. Everybody, I don't think anybody is not okay with gay people. You might find a pocket full of people, but they don't matter. You don't need parades to convince them. You don't need, I saw a fucking thing online, a parade. Gay people, can you explain this to me? Where there was three men in assless chaps, totally topless, leather assless chaps, right? They had leather paws, a leather dog muzzle, dog ears, and there were three of them were crawling around, and a woman brought up her little daughter. Little daughter had the flag, the little gay flag, and a rainbow. And the girl was scratching the man under, and the guy was like, arr, arr, arr. Okay, the dog started again. You know what I mean? And gay pride, like that. Too much. That's you've gone too far. That's it. That's not even gay anymore. That's not any gay anymore. Like, when is enough enough now, right? You won the gay war. I'm telling you, in America, you won. So you have these parades and these things, and you get to walk down, and you can have your cock hanging out, and you can do all of that stuff. And that's amazing. And some of you, you know, some of you get to get on the backs of, no pun intended, get on the backs of other gays who really were oppressed, you know, really were victims of abuse, really were victims of hatred, you know, who, some murdered just based on their sexuality, awful time, and no person should ever be treated differently based on their sexuality. But we don't, like, but I think these people are out there, and they're not, these people is the wrong choice of words, but I think when they have these parades, it's I don't think you're honoring those people at all. I just think it's an excuse to take a cock out and just run down Main Street and block traffic and stuff. We don't need it, you know. And then people say, well, we're brave. I was talking to, was at a comedy club not so long ago, and I was talking to the audience, and when I talk to the audience, I never, ever, even in my jokes, I never make anybody else a victim in the jokes but me. If you've seen my stand-up, I don't make anybody, I try not to make anybody a victim of a joke. I'm the victim of the jokes. I'm the idiot. And but I was talking to these audience members, and they're up front, clearly gay lads. Married, husband and wife, 5 years, happy for them. And I was talking to questions about time machines, and it's the thing I do in my act where I talk to the audience about time machines and whatever. That's a fun little bit. And I said to the guy, I go, what, you know, if you had a time machine, where you know, what would you do? Where would you go? And he goes, I would go back to a time before my people were oppressed. I go, your people? He's like, gay people. I go, oh, okay. I just didn't. And he goes, you know, and I would do something so monumental that would change the course of history. And I just said to him, well, all you could do is just blow everybody. Like, that's the only thing you could do. And he got upset, you know, he got upset. Which is true, you know. Again, it was just a joke. He was not the victim. Nobody was the victim. If you want to change the course of history, you know, you can't. It just had to work its way out. And history's already been changed. You know, you won. And he was like, well, we're very brave. He called himself brave. And I'm not going to go back and debate with him, because it's a comedy club. It's a comedy scene. And I don't think you are brave in 2022. I don't think you are brave. Now, are you brave within yourself? Maybe you have an oppressive family, a family that didn't agree with your life choice, and you wanted to come out. You know, you wanted to come out. And that's brave to do that, to let your family know that you're, because you may come from a very, very strict religious family with a religious background that may really, I've seen people were to disown you. So you are brave. You are brave. But society is not going to judge you for it. So I get you do have your own level of braveness when it comes. Is braveness a word? But if it's not, it is now. You do have your own level of braveness when you come out to your family and to you know, because I know people who are married to women, who have been married to women, and they came out, and there's men in relationships and they don't know how to come out, and women too. Women come out of relationships too. They don't know how to come out of it based on the situation there is, because it really turns your life upside down. So there is a level of being brave there for that kind of stuff. But in society, you're not to worry about it. Nobody cares. Generally, nobody cares. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want to be brave, you know, and you're attacking people, they kind of are. Like, there's a lot of people, you know, if you say something like this will be deemed homophobic. This whole episode will. I'm sure it will. When it's really not, if you listen to what I'm saying. So sometimes they'll go, you know, if you want to be brave, maybe have that parade in Afghanistan. Maybe have that parade in Yemen. You know what I mean? Just go down the street, you ask the chaps dressed as a dog. I call you brave. But for now, stop fucking blocking up the traffic. There we go. I turned it off too. I don't know why that came in again. But I think that's, we just want our Father's Day to be special. We want a decent section in Target. That was the whole point of this podcast. It's not anti-gay. It's just give us a fair shot, will you? It's hard for us to compete with rainbows, balloons, and streamers, and fucking loudness. You're very loud, gay people. My gay friends out there, I tell them all the time. I go, why are you so loud? You're like Long Island people. Long Island people are very loud too. Do you ever go to a bar on Long Island and just hear that one guy? Oh, you fucking talking about the fucking Jets, bro? Like, you're fucking loud. But I wish you all the best, and I do. I think... I don't know what I think anymore. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy that we live in a world now where people can be. I just think we're soft, right? We're really, really soft. We're just soft people anymore, and we're looking for anything to complain about. And I just think, look, it's gay month. It's a lot of gay for a long time. It's a long time. It's sort of going to every store. And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We just want a Father's Day, and you could be gay and have kids. So you're gonna have a gay Father's Day too, right? So I'd love to know what a gay Father's Day looks like. Maybe you're gonna complain too. Maybe if you're gay on Father's Day, and you walk in and you go, wait, that's all I got. I'm like, yeah, but I'm gay. Yeah, I don't care if you're gay. You're also a father now, and welcome to the club. You get fuck all. You get fuck all. You could have been one or the other. You could have been gay, stayed there, got the fucking full treatment. But you chose to be a dad. So now you get fuck all. Maybe that's what it is. We need more gay dads, I think. That's the message today. That's the message from this podcast. We need more gay dads. That is what will bring us a better Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Appreciate you liking, subscribing, and sharing. Go on to YouTube and watch it. Give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down. Subscribe, for fuck's sake. Subscribe. Killing it on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok, Mick Thomas Comedy. Follow me on Instagram. All my stuff is there. Posting videos up daily on YouTube, I think, starting this week. Stand-up clips, so check that out. And go to Mohegan Sun in Wilkes-Barre this weekend. One show Friday, one show Saturday. Looking forward to seeing you. Take care, everybody. Happy Father's Day and happy Gay Pride Month to you all. Good luck to you. Oh, and as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers.